Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Boys, before we go any further and discuss anything else, let's cross to the boss of the Australian Rugby League. Peter Volandis on the Sunday Sinbin. What a get. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
Nice to speak to you, mate. Where are you now? Do you ever get a day off?
No, I'm heading out to Bankwest Stadium for the Parramatta St George game later this afternoon, Anthony.
All right, we're glad to get you on, Pete. We want to go through a few things. What's on the agenda again is the 17th team in the NRL. Can you tell us how close that is to a decision being made? Wayne Bennett's obviously made it known this week that he wants involvement, so he needs to know so he can figure out his real estate.
Look, I think everyone's ahead of themselves here on the 17th team. We have to do a very diligent analysis, and we're in the process of doing that. We've always said that we wouldn't do the 17th team unless a business case stacked up. There's got to be additional revenues and additional tangible benefits to the game for us to do it. We don't have that report. We don't even have an interim report.
How far away then?
Look, we're looking at making a decision in June or July when all those analyses are completed, and then we'll make an informed decision. Up until then, you know, we'll just keep saying it's got to stack up as a business case. It's got to show other tangible benefits or we won't do it.
So how does it stack up then, Pete? If you're going to have a 17th team come in, they're going to immediately qualify for the $13 million grant that each club gets in the NRL, but you don't have an extra game to sell.
Look, there's plenty of ways where it stacks up, and one of them is participation. One of the great objectives of this commission is to increase participation. Every metric rounds around participation. And if we can increase participation in Queensland, and it's a heartland, we have had some competition up there in the last couple of years, and we need to counteract it. We need to keep Queensland a rugby league state. So there's a lot of other benefits other than just financial. But what we've discovered is if people participate, even if it's in tag or touch or in some way, they become fans and they become the viewers in the future when we're selling broadcast rights.
Pete, if you come to June, July, if you decide that you will get another team and that team's based in Brisbane, and then we look to have the team on the field in 2023, and I know it's all ifs and maybes now, but do you think that July 21, 18 months till 2023, is that long enough to get the infrastructure in place, the marketing, the sales, the home ground, the players? Is that enough time to start an NRL franchise?
Look, we believe so. And these three bidders that are competing are very, very well advanced. They have done some substantial work and they're very impressive in their submissions. So I don't doubt them at all that they could be up and ready by 23. To a certain extent, they could be ready within 6 to 12 months.
Is it right, Pete, that you have run into a little bit of resistance from the existing 16 clubs?
Look, the clubs want to see that it's going to be of benefit to them. They don't want to lose any of their payments, naturally, and I can understand that. And that's why I've always said the business case has got to stack up. It's not going to affect any of the clubs. If anything, it should add value to the competition. It should add value to the existing franchises and bring in new revenues. And I don't think they've got anything to worry about, because we've also said that one of the key aspects for us is we don't want to see the Broncos or the Titans cannibalised, and that's going to be one of the big factors. As I said, the main driving force for me on the 17th team is participation. We want to have new pathways for players up in Queensland. We want to improve the pathways, and the 17th team may be able to do that.
What allowances will you give the 17th team?
Look, as I said, Paul, we haven't discussed any of that. We haven't even got an interim report. So until we get all that information, what I'd be saying now is purely speculative.
Okay. All right, let's get on to the other big ticket item in relation to your tenure, the rule changes. Everybody has been huge fans of them, but we are starting to see a bit of a divide between the best sides and then the rest of the pack. What's your view?
Oh, look, I think it's overhyped. I think it's exaggerated. I think that, they'll start blaming the potholes in Pitt Street soon on the new rules because it's not the case. The bottom eight teams after round four in 2019, the difference in the points was 12.4. This year, it's only 8.3. Now, admittedly, the bottom eight, it was 13.5 in 2019, and it's 19.7 this year. So there is a small increase, but I don't think it's as bad as everyone's making it out to be.
Yeah, and obviously teams have just still got to adjust too, Pete, because it looks like some teams are adjusting to the new rules and their interpretations quicker than other teams.
And absolutely, and I believe that sometimes some of the rules masked elements of the teams and the new rules certainly expose them and they have to adapt, and I'm sure they will adapt over time.
One of the other things, Pete, we saw yesterday, we saw Philip Sammy get knocked out in the Newcastle game, Titans-Newcastle. And there's been a lot of talk about the concussion and what's happening there and the recent change to allow an 18th man on the bench and all the rest of it. But one thing that we're not seeing, and I'm still surprised the game is tolerating this, that shot yesterday put Tyson Frizzell on report. But I dare say in any other era, shoulder into the face of an opponent would have been a send-off.
I can't disagree with you, Paul. I believe it should have been at least a sin bin, and which would have brought the 18th player on. So, look, we'll certainly discuss that, and we'll have some new policies put in place to address that, because it's certainly not tolerable at the moment.
We've seen a couple over the weekend where players have been concussed, and players who committed the offence have been put on report, but not sin bin or sent off, which sort of basically negates having the 18th man there if the referees don't have the strength to put him on the bench or to put him in the bin or put him off for the rest of the game?
Look, they've got all the technology at their disposal. They can certainly go back to the bunker and get some advice off them in relation if they believed it was a sin bin or a send-off. There's no excuse. And that's why we made it that it had to be a sin bin or a send-off so it wouldn't be manipulated. Mm. And, you know, as I said, we've got technology. We've got spotters in the room at the bunker. They look at every element of the tackle. So they would know better than anyone if it should be a sin bin or a send-off.
Speaking of spotters in the room, Pete, you're in the Sunday Telegraph today, the What's the Buzz section. Spotted at the races with Gil McLaughlin from the AFL. Talk us through that picture.
Well, he wanted to see me eye to eye, so I had to get on a chair because he's about 6 foot. He's about 6 foot nine. Look, now Gil's a very nice guy. He's a very good administrator, and he has to be if he's administrator in the AFL. So. It was a very friendly catch up, and I've got a lot of respect for the man.
Did you actually talk any specifics, Pete, about either code?
No, not really. No, it was really a casual day, and it was just a casual conversation. And I think that he was pleased to meet me, and as I was with him, and it was more casual and entertaining than it was a business.
Did you tip him Cascadian in the Doncaster?
Yeah. No, I tipped him the horse that ran last. I wasn't going to tip him the winner.
That's the way.
All right, Pete, I think we're done here, mate. We've got to move on. Hey, have a great afternoon. Parramatta and the Dragons will be calling that game. And as usual, as a rugby league fan, I thank you for your efforts, mate, and we hope to catch up with you again soon.
No, my pleasure, boys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.